Greetings, everyone. Dr. Joe here. I wanted to take a few minutes to explain the fundamentals of this simple yet powerful meditation. It's called Love Your Body. And I want you to be prepared and empowered when you do it, because you'll truly understand the process. So it's important that you familiarize yourself with the knowledge, the philosophy, and the theory of this meditation, so the application, the personalization, will have meaning to you. And as a consequence, you'll execute with a greater intention to produce a greater outcome. In fact, that's the whole reason you're doing it. Now, to begin, let us start with understanding the heart. Your heart is your center of wholeness. It's the union of opposites. It's where the charge of polarities come together and meet as one. It's where the duality of positive and negative charges merge and equalize and unify, like the center of a magnet. So in a sense, the heart's center is the center of wholeness. It's where love is born, and it is the bridge to the divine in us. The heart center has a different consciousness, and thus a different energy than the other hormonal centers or energy centers of your body. When your heart is activated with energy and attention, and you're feeling elevated emotions like gratitude, appreciation, love, kindness, care, inspiration, and compassion, a host of physiological changes take place in the body. The birthing of this new consciousness, this new energy, tends to be healing when we're selfless and we care. And from our research, two things naturally happen in your body. Number one, when the heart is open and activated, and you're feeling those heart-centered emotions, the data shows that the energy in the heart literally is directed to the brain. And the brain moves into a very creative state of alpha brainwave patterns. Alpha brainwave patterns are patterns in the brain that cause us to imagine. It's when the brain sees in pictures and images. The heart, in a sense, is the creative center that informs the brain to begin to imagine. Done properly, the body can relax more and move out of stress and out of survival. And as you know, anxiety, vigilance, the consistent state of readiness and emergency converts, and the energy in the heart informing the brain allows us to feel relaxed and awake. Relaxed in the heart and awake in the brain. Relaxed and awake. That's when the body can begin to move into balance and homeostasis as well. It's a perfect state to begin the process of healing. The second thing that occurs when energy moves into the heart and we move out of survival The heart begins to beat in a more coherent and rhythmic state, which causes the heart to emit an energetic magnetic field that is measurable. In a cocoon-like way, this energy surrounds the body. Now the body is releasing energy into its own field, and that's the energy that we use to heal. When the heart is coherent, it changes the body's physiology from a state of survival and stress to a state of creation. And by you feeling these heart-centered emotions, you put your body in a state where it believes it's living in an environment that is actually favorable and healing. It literally believes it's living in a whole new life. That's because your body is your unconscious mind. It's so objective that it doesn't know the difference between the real life experience that's creating those elevated emotions and your ability to create those elevated emotions by thought alone. In other words, by you feeling heart-centered emotions, your body's believing it's living in a whole new life. Now, epigenetics tells us that it's the environment that signals the gene. Genes make proteins, and proteins are responsible for the structure and the function of your body. The expression of proteins is the expression of life. And in a sense, the body is a protein-producing machine. So think about this. If the environment signals the gene, and the end product of an experience in the environment is a chemical response called an emotion, by you feeling these elevated emotions for a sustained period of time, you can literally signal genes ahead of the environment and upregulate gene expression for better health, just by changing your emotional state. And at the same time, down-regulate the genes for disease. Simply said, elevated emotions can change your health. And it's the heart that begins the process. Now, since your heart creates and emits an invisible magnetic field of energy, whose signature is wholeness, you could actually direct that energy with your attention to a particular part of your body. So once the heart is activated and open, and it's creating that energetic field, you can then place your attention on a particular part of your body that needs healing, and direct that energy with your attention to that particular part of your body. Theoretically, in the energy of wholeness that the heart emits, if you can direct your attention to that particular place within your body, you can make that part of your body more whole and less diseased. And remember, wholeness is health. I want you to remember that emotion is energy, energy in motion. The energy of wholeness, guided with your attention in the form of a thought, can connect that energy to that part of your body that needs the healing or more wholeness. Let me say it another way. By connecting the energy of wholeness from your heart to a particular part of your body, you could essentially entrain that area of your body to the energy of your heart. And as a result, raise the frequency or raise the energy in that part of your body to a greater level of wholeness and restore it back into a healthy state, a more holistic state. Now, the quantum model of reality tells us that all disease is a lowering of frequency. A lowering of frequency in the body, in matter, and an incoherent, disorderly frequency. So by you connecting to the energy and the emotions of your heart, and loving that part of your body with your heart, and training it to the same energy of your heart, you could raise that part of your body back to health and love it back into life. It has been said that love heals. Love is the glue that holds it all together in its magnetism. So let your love heal you. Now, before you begin, I want to give you some simple instructions. There are four types of meditation: seated, standing, walking, and lying down. My preference is that you do this meditation lying down. This is a lying down meditation. But it is important for you to know that it's your job to not fall asleep. Your job is to let your body rest in a light sleep and keep relaxing it while you stay conscious and awake. That state is the perfect state for your body to open the door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, to allow your autonomic nervous system to receive new information in the form of your directed attention and intention to reprogram it back to health and homeostasis. Now, at different points in the meditation, you'll hear me say, "Stay with me." I'm saying that intentionally so you don't fall asleep. So make yourself comfortable lying down, but not so comfortable that you want to fall asleep, because I don't want you to miss that door between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind where you can install new information. If you fall into delta brainwave patterns, you missed the door and you went to sleep. Now, there's no right or wrong way to do this meditation. You could do it lying down. You could recline halfway between sitting and lying down. Or if you want, you can even sit up. When I personally do a lying down meditation, I like to do the meditation out of my bed, and I put a pillow under my knees so I don't fall asleep. The pillow helps me enough to relax and at the same time stay awake. This meditation will start by you putting your attention on your heart, your heart center. And where you place your attention is where you place your energy. Our research actually proves this to be the truth, that you literally are giving your heart a very low frequency of energy that it uses as the force for life to beat. Next, I'll ask you to take some slow, deep breaths to work with your body, to relax it even more. And as you slow your breathing down, you slow your brain waves down. And as you deepen your breath and slow it down, you can convert from the sympathetic nervous system, the emergency system, the fight or flight nervous system, to the parasympathetic nervous system, the nervous system of relaxation, of growth and repair, rest and digest. So you'll take a few breaths and then we'll practice feeling with our heart, feeling some elevated emotions to awaken the center. Once this center is activated and you're feeling those emotions, your body's in the right state to receive. Receive information. And I'll ask you to connect your heart to that part of your body that needs to become more whole. And all I want you to do is feel your connection to that part of your body with your heart. Same energy in that part of your body as the energy in your heart. And once you can feel the same energy, you can raise the frequency or energy in that part of your body by matching it to the energy of your heart. As the meditation ends, once you're connected, the last thought, the last feeling that you give your body is the information that it could use to repair and to restore itself back to order. The autonomic nervous system can regenerate your body as you drift off to sleep. I hope you enjoy it.